Well, Faye, you are a singer of Yiddish klezmer songs, and you ended up going to Poland giving concerts. But what changed your mind here in Australia to actually consider that as an option?
When I heard about this young, beautiful young woman and these young people, straight away, I thought to myself, these are the heroes of today. They are the living righteous of today. Why do we have to wait until we are dead to honor people? I'm a Polish born who grew up feeling terrible pain about what my family went through. And here I'm hearing about these young people and what they're doing. They have restored my faith in humanity. I wanted to thank them. So I said to Jan, I said, I wouldn't want to sing in some commercial festival. It doesn't really have that much meaning to me. But I would go and sing in Camillastown, and I would sing for free because I don't want money to be a subject of the reason why I'm going. It has to be about acknowledging their goodwill, about their pain, past pain, and why they're doing this. Maybe they could keep the money and keep doing this work. Young people who have to pick up the pieces in a country that was a massive graveyard.
And in fact, you had already experienced something of the Poles who saved Jews when you were involved in Courage to Care,
yes,
which is the B'nai B'rith project that goes to schools.
That's
and
right.
Teaches against bullying. Tell me about what happened.
Well, I'm a guide, you know, through my concerts. A lovely woman called Eva Engel reached out to me and said, I love the way you tell stories and through song, and we're looking for guides. And she recruited me to Courage to Care, and I didn't really know what it was about. But when I realized it was an anti-bullying project that travels telling the stories of people who risk their lives to save Jews, and there were all kinds of people, like Christians and Muslims, and you know, that our nation is alive today because of these people who had the courage to care. And it inspires young people.